This article was originally published on Popzara.com. Read this and more on our website. Outside of the typical office ThinkPad, Lenovo has also been hard at work keeping their gaming-oriented Legion sub-brand competitive among formidable peers. Building off its immediate predecessor, the 7th-gen Lenovo Legion Slim 7 gaming laptop delivers respectable gaming chops without sacrificing portability. These crossover traits don't often mesh well together, but there's enough good stuff going on here to reasonably justify the small compromises. Carryover looks: the Legion Slim 7 looks sleek, sporting a similar appearance from its 6th-generation predecessor. The chassis is onyx gray and constructed with aluminum-magnesium alloy with aesthetics that favor thick lines with blunt angles. You can certainly feel the quality in its weight, a hefty 4.5 pounds/2.04 grams. The screen lid is another detail that gives the Slim 7 some flair, thanks largely to its 180 degrees of articulation and hinge design that doesn't extend all the way to the back of the frame. Either way, Lenovo wants people to know this laptop is a Legion thanks to a prominent reflective metallic logo flushed onto the lid and Lenovo brushed badging outside and inside. Apparently, there have been some minor changes involving the rear ventilation and choice of port connectivity, but mainly owners of the prior Slim 7 model will be able to point out the visual differences, if any at all. AMD Workhorse: this particular generation of the Legion Slim 7 touts a 8-core/16-thread Ryzen 9 6900HX mobile processor, 3.3 GHz, 4.9 GHz booth, Radeon RX 6800S 8GB GDDR6 GPU, 16GB 4800 DDR5 memory, and a 1TB NVMe 4x4 SSD. These specs are the equivalent of a mid-tier gaming desktop, excellent for gaming in 1080p on max settings or content creators working away from their home studio, or, this being a laptop, their favorite cafe. For on-screen visuals, a 16-inch WXGA IPS display at 2560 by 1600 native resolution is front and center here. You get 16:10 aspect ratio for more vertical room, and Tiglare filter and Dolby Vision included. What further makes this display gaming worthy is its certified HDR400 color range and 165Hz capabilities for 3 milliseconds response enhancement. It looks fantastic and shows off relatively deep colors with mild black levels in contrast. The layout offers a full-size island-style RGB backlit keyboard that utilizes soft travel keys. There's also a generously big trackpad that's accurate and mostly error-proof, though not entirely intuitive with its integrated left/right-click buttons. It's a decent setup that held up to my strenuous writing sessions that's more than suitable for most productivity work. Connectivity is pleasantly robust with each side of the laptop offering some of kind of relevant port. Around the back you'll find the main power connector, two USB A3.2/Gen2 and a full-size HDMI 2.1 output. The left side is equipped with two USB Type-C 3.2/Gen2 ports, while the right has a full-size SD card reader, headphone/mic jack and a physical privacy kill switch for the integrated webcam. Wireless comes in the form of onboard Wi-Fi 6E802.11aux and Bluetooth 5.1 for modern devices. Works hard, plays hard, as a laptop. The Legion Slim 7 makes good on being a mainstream gaming machine. It's not a top-end benchmarking beast but can easily do 1080p/165Hz without breaking a sweat, not that it would excessively considering how many vents are on this thing. Airflow is a top priority with heatsinks pushing air through constantly. The cooling system is audible under moderate loads, but the humming noise is light, unobtrusive and never gets concerningly hot when used for longer periods of time. 1440p is also achievable, although you may need to scale down in-game enhancements to maintain frame rates above 60 depending on the title. Speaking of audio, the Slim 7 produces adequate stereo sound for everyday entertainment thanks to its dual 2W Harman speakers, though you shouldn't expect strong bass with a prominent treble profile picking up most of the slack. The 71Wh battery is also meant to handle a complete workday and Lenovo claims it should last up to 7 to 8 hours between charging. During my testing, I was able to get about 6.8 hours under minimal load and 60% brightness. Unsurprisingly, actual gaming in its best case scenario effectively cut down battery life to 1.9 hours. Fortunately, super rapid charge support means that you can recharge your laptop back to 100% in roughly 80 minutes. Gaming, the Slim 7 is billed as a gaming laptop, and on that front it certainly delivers. All the titles I played were launched in 1080p at max settings whenever possible, and nearly all performed well with rare dips below the 60fps minimum threshold. When paired with a Ryzen 6900HX CPU, games such as Forza Horizon 5, 74fps, 86fps, Far Cry 6, 5968fps, and God of War, 6571fps, held up quite well with the Slim 7 brushing off dynamic moments without a hitch. Other games known to be more demanding like Red Dead Redemption 2, 6078fps, or have optimization issues such as Stranger of Paradise, Final Fantasy Origin, 4256fps, either performed at expectation or merely average, which can be indicative of the software itself. Content creation is another task the Slim 7 handles extremely well, and didn't stutter or throttle when using Photoshop or Premiere Pro. Conclusion: every manufacturer offering a gaming laptop have a habit of overpromising. For what it's worth, in this case, Lenovo's Legion Slim 7 gaming laptop is ideal for mainstream gamers who want their action with them on the go. Like its name suggests, it's relatively slim and portable, and even includes a suite of AMD Advantage utilities to get the most out of this laptop. Admittedly, things like bloatware, Think McCaffrey and Lenovo Vantage, and so-so battery life means Lenovo doesn't necessarily outshine the competition in any specific area, which is fine considering its all-around performance for mass appeal. The Legion brand still has some work to do in being a true standout choice, but is ultimately headed in the right direction. Thanks for listening. Read this and other articles on popsara.com.